Last Sunday, we aired a story by reporter Tom Vitale about novelist Colm Tóibín's new book, The Master, which takes a fictitious look into the interior life of novelist Henry James. In the introduction to the story, and in a quote from novelist Cynthia Ozick, it was stated that before he died, James destroyed his letters and diaries, and that the loss undermined historical efforts to learn more about his life. Some of you wrote in to say that many of James's letters survived, and that some have been published, including one new volume this past spring. Novelist Cynthia Ozick joins us by phone now to help clarify the situation. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Clarify for us, please, what did Henry James burn, and why did he do it?
When Henry James reluctantly submitted to a New York journalist's interview in 1904, he told her, "One's craft, one's art, is his expression, not his person." So we know that he guarded his privacy with a kind of ferocity that did lead to the fireplace. He burned his copy of his sister Alice's unpublished diary. In 1909, when he was 66, he made what he called a gigantic bonfire in the garden behind his house, and then he incinerated a lifetime's collection of letters addressed to him, after which he wrote in a letter to someone, "I have been easier in my mind ever since." When he was helping to dismantle his friend, the novelist Constance Fenimore Wilson's apartment after her suicide, he tossed into the fire every scrap that touched on himself or revealed anything that might cause him uneasiness. So, though it was the hyperbole of effect to say, as I did say, that James burned all his letters, we can be almost sure that he would have if he could have.
What survived then?
What survives are the letters that he wrote to other people. But the letters that he received, and some of them from close friends, he contributed to the flames.
So the letters that survived, the ones that he sent, can readers find out about the interior life of Henry James by reading them?
Partly yes and partly no. The no refers to letters that he wrote out of an ebullient courtesy. He wrote letters that were effusively emotional, and they were a kind of decorous way of dealing with people. So those letters are not very revealing, but on occasion he certainly did express his mind to friends, and those friends treasured those letters and certainly kept them, and we have them.
The University of Virginia Press has published two volumes of James' letters, and the University of Nebraska Press is now editing the complete letters of Henry James. That's the title. So has there been a renewed interest then in James' unpublished writing?
Well, I don't know whether it's renewed, but to have every scrap that he put into the world is enormously precious.
Cynthia Ozick is the author of Heir to the Glimmering World and many other novels. Thank you so much.
Thank you.